The 10 legs of the race range from 5.5 up to 16 miles. A Juno team called Bustin' Our Buns had three Petersburg runners this year. It marked the 10th year for Kathy Reamer, who has finished all 10 legs of the relay race. She ran leg 3 this year, just under 8 miles, and it's mostly all downhill and is nicknamed the Princess Leg because it's the easiest of the 10. And Reamer says it went smoothly for her.
It was a good run, and the support team was great. The weather was good. It was a good, strong tailwind pushing me downhill the whole way, so it was good.
Reamer says leg 3 is among her favorites in the race.
My top three favorites are leg 9 and leg 4, which is 13.1 miles, and leg 3, which is nice. It's the shortest one. It's 7.8, and it's right after you crest the top of the hill there, so there's a lot of downhill, and it's just really a nice short run. Nice way to end the 10.
Reamer's husband, Doug, completed a leg of just over 13 miles, and a daughter, Helen, ran at 12.4 miles. Kathy says the race went well for her team.
We're really happy that everybody was able to run their leg and finish, and that's what we talk about. You know, Doug's pretty speedy, and at one point they were telling him that he better slow down or they're going to kick him off the team. We don't have a competitive team. We have a team that just has a lot of fun and very encouraging, and so it's good.
The team Bustin' Our Buns finished the course in a little over 18 and a half hours, coming in 27th in the open division. The only team officially registered as a Petersburg team was the Omega-3 Fatty Acids, featuring 7 current Petersburg residents. The Omega-3s ran the race in 19 hours and 11 minutes and 44 seconds, finishing 30th in their category and in 106th place overall. Team captain Mary Clemens ran leg 2, the shortest segment, but it also starts partway up the White Pass.
Leg 1 goes about halfway up, and then leg 2 takes over. And it was hard. It was difficult for me to get a rhythm, to get just a good rhythm that I could keep up. So I actually did quite a bit of walking also.
Clemens has one more leg to complete all 10. She'll do leg 8 next year. She says the race this year went smoothly for the team, which was made up of 8 women and 2 men.
We actually had 4 runners that it was their first time running the Klondike. It was Robin Parr, Brendan Norheim, Beth Lesh, and our runner from Whitehorse, Randy Lamb.
Other Petersburg runners on that team were Chris and Chris Morrison and Sandy Meeks. Another Petersburg resident, Zach Hoyt, ran with the newly formed Wrangle team called In the Now. Also in the race this year was a team called the Petersburg Rotary Rustin Runnin' Relics, officially registered as a Ketchikan team this year. But it did include some former Petersburg residents, Leif Stenford and Dave Carlson. The Relics finished in 3rd place among teams in the Masters Open category with a time of 16 hours, 36 minutes, and 36 seconds. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Bicknicki.